latest news that you need to know. With all the bad things in the papers, on TV, and yes, sometimes on the radio, it's easy to overlook all of the acts of kindness that go on in our world every single day. And my next guest is hoping to change that. We've got the founder and director of the Museum of Human Kindness, an art exhibition celebrating real-life stories of decency and reminding us all that the world is a good place to be. So be kind and show some love to Kaz Murahashi. Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you for having me.
Nice. Thank you so much for coming in. And what you're doing, this real project, it sounds really cool. And the Museum of Human Kindness at the Anteros Arts. Why do we need a bit of kindness in our lives, then, do you think, at the moment?
Well, I think we always need kindness anytime in our lives, I think. But particularly maybe more recently, the project came about when around 4 or 5 years ago, we started to notice a shift in a lot of dialogues in media.
Yeah.
And I guess this relates to the EU referendum vote and the campaign around that, US presidential campaign, where the tone from respect to, you know, kindness.
There's a lot of differing opinions out there, isn't there?
I think so. It became more polarizing. It became a bit more aggressive and it was harder to hear. But then at the same time, when we stepped out of our, you know, radio zone or TV zone and into our normal lives, everyday lives, we started to notice that, well, you know, of course, friends and families, but also a lot of strangers. You know, there's a lot of acts of kindness around us. And we thought, well, why not create a space to be able to celebrate that?
Do you think there's enough good news on the news at the moment?
I think there's an active effort to try to balance the tone a lot, whether it's good news or people trying to claw back a little bit of decency in the way we, you know, express our opinions. And I think that's important.
I feel like if, you know, people from the news and the media, if they want you to click on their thing, if they want you to read their thing, they've got to come up with some kind of dramatic headline
Sure.
or something like, we're all doomed, and then they go and read it. Whereas
Yeah.
if there's something nicer, maybe we're not all doomed. People might not want to read that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think one of the nice things from, so this project is really about asking people to donate stories of their experience of receiving kindness from complete strangers, and we bring in artists to create visual responses about the stories that they particularly liked. And when we read those stories, it's really interesting that they can be very small acts of kindness, you know, from just helping somebody who'd fallen in the street and just might be feeling a little bit, you know, embarrassed and hurt and so forth, to grand gestures. We had one lady come and said, well, a complete stranger went to the pharmacy and realized that her daughter, he was a perfect match for her daughter who was suffering from kidney failure.
Yeah.
And he decided to donate his kidney right there and then.
Oh, wow.
And went through the whole process and said, you know, what's before surgery, said, I'm so scared, you know, they both could have died, but he decided, you know, this is what I'm going to do and I'm doing it. And so, you know, it could be quite a range. It's kind of like us, you know, we're different people and kindness can take different forms.
Locally, do you think there is enough goodwill here in Norwich and the surrounding area of Norfolk?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. One of the ideas of doing it and really situating it in Norwich was that, you know, your city slogan is Norwich is a fine city. We thought, well, actually, it's quite a kind city as well. So let's work on building something here first. And so we got all our artists who are based in Norwich to work with this, or Norfolk. And then I think, yeah, it's funny that a lot of stories also came from Norwich area as well. So there was a lot of connection. At the exhibition, we had one of the story donors and the artist meet for the first time. And, you know, that created a nice sort of a full circle as well.
Can you give me some examples of some stories that you found for this exhibition that really blew you away, aside from the stories you've already shared?
God, there's a lot. And they're all on our website. So if anybody would like that kind of warm-heartedness, they're all there. But one, I think the recent one that we received was about Wolverhampton Wonders. And there was it was this young lady who didn't have a car, relied on public transport. One night she got caught out, took a bus, but only went halfway.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was the end of the bus's journey. So she was stuck in the middle of nowhere. Asked a policewoman who was walking by and thought that she would help. But actually, she said, well, it's your problem, and walked away. So she's left in the middle of the night. But then 10 lads came up to her, and she's feeling really intimidated, thinking, oh, my God, you know, this is the worst thing that can ever happen. Anyway, they said, miss, we heard about your story to the police, and this, you know, we rallied up all our change, and this is all we've got, but maybe you can get a cab. And gave them all their pocket change that the 10 boys put together. And she said, this is a time before social media and this and that, so we didn't exchange anything. But, you know, she remembers that years and years later. So, you know, it's really interesting how the act isn't a very short-term one, but it can be in somebody's lifetime as their memory. So that's nice.
It's so nice. And there's this thing, I think, when you think you can definitely think about doing something kind for someone, mm-hmm. but it's another thing to actually do it, isn't there? You've got to be almost a bit brave to carry out an act of kindness sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the reasons why we focused on receiving acts of kindness, because there's so many people who do amazing job, you know, sort of helping us become more kind person. But one of the aspect was, okay, well, how do we take that step forward? You know, we know what to do possibly, but how do we become braver? And that's where we thought, well, let's focus on receiving kindness, because that's an element of surprise. You have no control. You're in a vulnerable situation, and somebody, you know, does something that you kind of don't expect. And when that happens, I think the sense of appreciation is greater, and sense of awareness towards, you know, another person in a similar predicament become more heightened. So hopefully this focus on receiving kindness is just as important as knowing how to be kind and take that step. And so it does seem to push people to sort of say, actually, yeah, it doesn't have to be the Superman task, but, you know, I could do it, and it could be free. It could be lovely.
Yeah, and I get the whole thing with receiving kindness as well, because that also takes some effort, because I think it's a very British thing to say, no, nope, you're all right, thank you. No, thank you. Now, but it's you know, sometimes it's just the best thing is to accept that kindness, right?
I think so, yeah. And I think, you know, in Buddhism, there's a sense that, you know, you are being kind by accepting generosity from others. You know, you are giving people a chance to return a karma from elsewhere. So there is this flow to our behavior, our relationships, and that it, you know, paying it forward, or however that flow might be. It could be that, you know, it's from person A to B to C to D, you know, it just seems to have this ripple effect.
Yeah, and you feel good when you do an act of kindness as well. So if you accept it, then the other person feels good as well. This is an art exhibition, so you've come up with various creative ways to establish these stories. I'm looking at an article here about the art exhibition, and there's a picture of a gold tooth.
Yes.
With various pictures around it. Can you describe what that means?
So that one relates to a story of a dentist monk who gave one of the visitors who broke his tooth from eating a piece of bread. And it was a pretty invasive operation, but he gave him a whole complete crown, but decided, you know, he wasn't going to take a penny for it, and sort of jokingly said, you know, even if I did charge you, you wouldn't be able to pay for it. And the recipient sort of said, well, yes, probably right. And it was just this kind of humorous approach to a very painful experience physically. And I really like that. And so that tooth is actually something I made, but I wanted to make this giant tooth to represent Mount Athos as a place where it's a male only, a sacred site, and women aren't allowed to go there. So I wanted to create something where almost that, you know, it would be foreboding, but then, and then start taking Byzantine art, I think visual representations of lots of gold and very rigid postures, but then make those images quite comical and friendly as possible, as you found in the story.
Yeah, there's also this picture. I'm just going to change just swivel my screen here.
Yeah.
Can you see that? Where you've got some phones there, they're different colours, and then there's some loads of hanging blue threads surrounding you. What's that?
So this is our story sharing umbrella. and I'm Japanese-American, in Japan, traditionally, when you get caught out by a rain, the nice thing to do, the kind thing to do, was to offer somebody a lift under your umbrella to keep them dry. So we thought that we'll take this concept, but essentially it is an audio element, and we wanted to make the exhibition as accessible as possible. And one is that, you know, because they're story-based, it's a lot of text to go through. But if you're coming maybe with a young child, then, you know, reading all the stories could be a little bit challenging, especially when there are other people around. So we thought we'll create an audio element where they could go and they could choose a story. There's an iPod there with all the stories as single files, and they can listen to that together on a little phone receiver. And so the blue rain tassels, it's visual and it makes it look fun and pop, but at the same time, once you're in it, you do feel a sense of privacy, a sense of coziness, so you can also share your story through audio.
Sense of being protected from the rain as well, or the blue thread, however you tend to look at it. This exhibition is running till the 23rd of November, which I think is this weekend, but has it been going on for quite a bit? What's the reaction been like?
Yeah, the reaction's been really positive. We're halfway through. It's a pop-up exhibition, so do please come in our next this coming week. And we had visitors from a range of age group. And we also have a photo booth where we're trying to map out what people think, you know, describe a word that means kindness to you. We sort of thought a lot of children would like to use it, or young people would like to use it. In fact, we're looking at the pictures of the people, and it's all age range, you know, having fun. Definitely it's a very interactive exhibition, as well as a very visual and emotional exhibition.
Yeah, it's definitely really good to concentrate on little things and little acts of kindness in a world of news that, as we say, is really big, right? So the Museum of Human Kindness at the Antarots Arts Foundation, that's by Fibridge Street in Norwich, and it's going on until November the 23rd as well. Kaz Murahashi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Any plans for the future just before you go?
So the immediate plan is that we'll have lots of workshops on the 23rd, so do please come. It's family friendly. We do have discussions about another pop-up exhibition in Great Yarmouth in May, so hopefully come back and tell you more about that when the time gets closer.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Kaz.
Thank you.